During the summer, the Florida Department of Health began quietly dropping families from the Children's Medical Services Program, steering them instead into Medicaid managed care plans. Among those removed from CMS was Charmin Pafford's 6-year-old daughter, who has type 1 diabetes and wears a pump all the time. The condition is so severe, Pafford's daughter could die in a day without the device and the insulin it provides.
But like her pump, it's required to be changed every 3 months, or not 3 months, I'm sorry, 3 days, because if not, it causes high blood sugars and things like that, because it becomes contaminated. So we had got to the point where we were having to make it go as long as we could.
Pafford says in July she received a call from a Department of Health official who asked 5 questions from a survey, including the one question critics have now identified as a trick.
And it was literally, it was 5 simple questions, and I can't remember the other 3 to save my life. But, you know, like I said, the one was, does she receive outside therapy? Is she able to be active as any normal kid? And then it was 3 other questions, and that's what I was given my answer by, and it was over the phone.
Answering yes to that question resulted in 9,000 of some of the state's sickest kids removed from CMS. Families sued the state, and now the Department of Health is working to revise how it screens families. Under the proposed rule, a doctor's input can now lead to immediate enrollment if a child has a condition that's on the department's pre-approved list. Jennifer Cheddar is the department's chief operating officer.
The attestation form has a list of diagnostic codes for chronic and serious conditions that can be initialed by a physician to automatically establish clinical eligibility.
But the parent survey, which has caused so many problems, remains, and the healthcare advocacy group Florida Chain is questioning its continued use. Laura Brenneman is the group's policy director.
Limitations are not the same thing as special healthcare needs. Furthermore, most children with special healthcare needs aren't going to have such limitations if they get proper services, which frequently are best delivered through a specialty care network.
Still, Tallahassee-based pediatric cardiologist Dr. Louis St. Petrie, a critic of CMS's changes, says the proposed rules are a step forward.
First and foremost, I'm delighted to move forward with readmitting kids to CMS, and I'm also delighted that you specifically mentioned a reopening of this rule in 3 months.
The reopening of the rule would be for the department to consider adding more conditions to the list of those that warrant coverage. Meanwhile, Charmin Pafford says she misses the support CMS provided to her family, the immediate responses, and what she says is a greater attention to care than what she's received in her new Stay Well plan. That plan took effect September 1st, and it wasn't until shortly after Thanksgiving that her daughter began receiving the medications and testing strips she relies on daily. Pafford is frustrated the current list of conditions approved by the Department of Health doesn't include type 1 diabetes. And she says if she has the opportunity, her daughter would return to the Children's Medical Services Program. She may soon get that. According to the News Service of Florida, the department says families of kids who were dropped under the old process can apply at their local Children's Medical Services offices to be reinstated. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.